Baba Basu Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Basu Bavli, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Dalad, Amud Aleph, on the 12th line, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, we have a Mishnah in Meseches Ksuvos. If a person wrote a document to his wife that said, I have no claim on your property, then if she dies, he does not inherit her. Rav Shimon Gamliel says he does inherit her since he made a stipulation against the Torah, and according to Rav Shimon, it's a Torah law that a husband inherits a wife. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, mepnei shehisna al hakosav b'Torah, v'amasna al hakosav b'Torah, tanai bottle, v'tanai she'ena shel mamon, v'acha b'tanai mamon nan kaimin. Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rav, said that concept that we ignore the stipulation is only true for non-monetary laws, but for monetary laws like here, one can make a stipulation against the Torah. Matayma de Rav, what's the reasoning of Rav? What's his source for this? B'soifu zakah, the answer is because only after death he inherits her, but before that he can't make a stipulation since the property is not yet in his possession. Amu b'yochanan halacha ka Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, according to this Gersa, Rav Yochanan says the halacha follows Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Amu b'yochanan, because the proof is that Rav Yochanan said, Mocha v'nosna b'dinu liyos kayim, v'lama amu mocha batol, shleitei mevreches nechaseya mibala v'yimeres sheli hein. Rav Yochanan says that if a wife sold her property during her husband's lifetime, the sale should be valid. Why did Chazal say that it's not valid? To prevent her from taking property from her husband and selling it and claiming that it was hers.